Go.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Fandible podcast. This is Angela with a hopefully not a terribly offensive game of Supernatural set in a steampunk world.
You raced on me!
Starting to my left, let's introduce the players.
All right, this is Daniel, and I will be playing Rafe, Gentleman Thief. And yeah,
do you have any steampunky stuff on you?
Yes, actually, as a gentleman thief, I happen to have a fine collection of basically automated clockwork, and mostly clockwork, because it's kind of hard to carry a steam engine when you're breaking into a house. So it's more windy and mechanical. But yeah, basically lockpicks and small sort of devices to look around corners, and that sort of thing, all secreted about my person. And also a badass cane sword.
Of course, the cane sword.
Yes.
All right, my name is Cesar Rodriguez, as you all know me. I'm Catchy. I'm Native American from the territory still controlled by the Native Americans, mainly the Algonquin tribes. I'm currently steampunky. Well, I have two separate. I have my crossbow, which to outside observers just looks somewhat primitive, but it actually has within it pneumatic stuff that I will describe later on when I think of it. And I also have packed on me that no one else can see is a small silver bird that I use to send messages to my tribes whenever anything important happens.
Cool.
My name, yeah, this is Billy, and I am Precious O'Donald. I'm a medium, and he's kind of a gentleman, a former hunter, and he talks like this. He's a very nice man, and his thing is he's very high in fashion. He has himself a parasol that he walks around because the sun kind of burns his skin sometimes. It's very sensitive. And he always smells like exotic spices. And his steampunk thing is he has a little steam droid that follows him around. He calls it Swift Fox, after an Indian, a Native American friend of his that wasn't his name, but he felt that he would honor it by naming it that. So this thing carries around his trunk that is filled with his shoes and his other fashions.
I'm going to wind up killing you, I know it. It's going
to
happen.
Not if I get to it first.
This is so exciting!
The way that we are going to be starting is all of you are on your way to the town of Milton, Virginia.
Is it a box?
No, it's a town.
Sorry, inside joke.
It's a small town. It's just beginning to get kind of the amenities of civilization. It started off as a mining outpost. There's lots of iron in the hills. You're in the Appalachian Mountains. And so there's been a lot of mining going on for a couple of years. There was a short break taken because there's this little thing called the Civil War that broke out. But it's been 10 years since then.
That was the Gentleman's War.
Wow, no, it wasn't. But especially as immigration has increased to the United States, we need to put those people somewhere. So these mining outposts are starting to become more civilized. And all of you are on your way to visit a mutual friend, Lilla Walker. She used to be a hunter that you'd run into a couple of times. She's very well versed in Appalachian lore, but she got married to someone right before he went off to join the Civil War, and now he's back. He's just finished some a tour down south, further in the south, with the Reconstruction efforts. And now that he's back, she wants to get all of her friends together, and there's going to be a party.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
So how are all of you getting to Milton? There is a train station that's about 5 miles out of sight of Milton. It's a slightly larger town that actually has the train depot, but there is a trolley that goes from the train depot into Milton. Mm-hmm. Or if you have your own personal methods of transport, you can take those.
I'll be going on the train, because it's an excellent opportunity to steal the silverware from the dining cart.
I have a horse.
Alright, you take a horse.
I'm actually going to be taking my steam walker. It's very delightful. It has two legs and it travels. And usually I have to be the person that pulls the levers for each leg, but I've made sure that Swift Fox, my steam bot, ooh, that's a nice name. He got taught how to pull the levers, so it was a very non-bumpy ride.
Actually, as you're going through a valley, you notice a shadow above you. As you look up, you see what looks like horse dung just slam against it.
Oh my! It's like a box. It's the size of a box you would put a prisoner in, and it's hot as hell, but it's very fashionable, I like to think.
It is the height of steampunk fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I'm miserable, but every time somebody's like, oh god, this is horrible, and then someone passes, oh, hi! I'm just having myself a delightful time. It's Delilah is in here.
Daniel, once you reach the depot, you take the trolley and you get off. You have to walk up the driveway to Lilla's house.
Fair enough.
But I'm going to say that you're the first one to get there because you took the civilized method of transportation. Mm. Ooh, burn.
Yeah.
Civilized, please.
Yeah.
And the house, it's two stories. It's built on this outcropping in the mountains. So it's just this gorgeous landscape that you get to see. Clearly, this is a house that that Lilla and her husband, Blake, they took a lot of time and care in planning this. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You get to the house, they've got a stable
okay.
where they can where you can tie up your horse if that is preferable. Or, no. Or you can let it wander if you want.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be rude and have it poop on their nice lawn if they have one. So I just tie them up.
Precious, this
huh.
the driveway is so steep your walker can't get up.
This is ridiculous. I park it. I put the club on the steering wheel or whatever. I like to think it's actually you wrap chains around it and then I put like a lock to keep it so you can't move it back and forth.
Okay.
And I waddle out of it. You know, I make sure I look down at the muddy ground and said, oh my! Try to get, I take off my shoes, I make sure to put on some nice old clogs. And and then a swift fox! I ring my little bell, he picks up my trunk, and we're just walking up with my oh my god, that was embarrassing. I take out my parasol first, I put it over my head, and I'm walking up. Wow.
All right. As each of you arrive, Lilla is just ecstatic to see you all again.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of been going stir crazy. You can mm-hmm. notice. She's been in the house for a while. She doesn't. There's not very many other society folk in mm-hmm. Milton. She's originally from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. so she's used to kind of cities. Mm-hmm. And now she's out in the country. She knows her husband likes it. Mm-hmm. She knows it's good for him, especially now that he's back from the war. But it's so good to see people again. She's just decided this party is going mm-hmm. to be the social event of the season. She cannot wait for mm-hmm. all of her old friends to get to know all of her new friends.
Oh, this is going to go so well.
Did we know Blake? Did we meet Blake? Or is this the first time we're actually going to be meeting mm-hmm. Blake?
It's probably the first time that you've met Blake.
Okay.
Because Lilla hasn't really done any hunting since she got married.
Does Blake, is he aware of hunting?
No.
Okay, so has it kind of been asked us to downplay how we know her?
Oh, this is gonna.
He knows that she is very outdoorsy,
mm-hmm.
And she has told him that she has hunted because
mm-hmm.
she used to go on hunting trips with her father
mm-hmm.
before he was viciously mauled by some supernatural creature.
Mm.
Did she used to say that last part, or did she say a bear to him?
To him, it was a bear.
Okay,
but that is how she ended up getting her start in supernatural hunting,
oh, okay.
which you guys would all know, because
okay.
every couple of years she just needs to kind of get it all out how
mm-hmm.
tragic and traumatic her past was.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of therapeutic for her.
Okay,
I talked to her dad.
Her oh, are you really going to try to talk to her father right now?
No, not right now. I'm sure I talked to him.
Okay.
I know her through him.
It's like, don't talk to her dead father right now.
That's how I know her. Is that okay if I knew her father?
Yeah.
Like, and then she kind of, you know, later on I knew her for that. But I knew her father. Not ghost dad. I knew
mm-hmm.
I knew the dad.
Okay.
Okay.
That
okay.
is absolutely fine.
I'm an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that.
I'm not having this conversation.
Lilla lets you know that all morning she's been kind of finalizing the details of the party, you know, dotting all the I's, crossing
mm-hmm.
all the T's. Blake is he's lying down when you get home,
mm-hmm.
but as you guys are all talking,
I haven't even gotten to the door yet. You can tell these two,
okay.
but I'm taking my time. I need introductions to her.
Okay, so Blake has not roused himself
mm-hmm.
yet. Lilla is just kind of shooting the breeze with you two.
Mm-hmm.
Anything specific you want to catch up with her on, or just be sharing pleasantries?
Just telling her about my time in Europe. Funny story, there was this beautiful, beautiful lady that I met there, actually married. Turns out she was a vampire. But, but on the plus side, I'm now a count.
Really?
Oh, yes. We haven't seen each other in a few years now, but I hear she asks after me every now and then. Last I told her, business, you know.
Yeah. Let's see, where is that?
No, I basically...
she believes you.
Why wouldn't she? It's all true.
I told
every
that.
Word.
You are Count Rafe from now on.
I am
when,
indeed.
When you are introduced to people by Lilla.
Okay.
And she'll be very confused if you do not introduce yourself that way.
Yeah.
There could be a scene.
I pretty much told her that I spent the last few months since last time I saw her trying to chase what I assumed was a skinwalker. But after months of tracking, I found it was just a guy with skin condition. So I've since then decided to go back to some of my native tribes and get my skills back, because apparently I'm a little out of touch with the world.
And she just drinks in all of this news.
Mm-hmm.
She's just totally fascinated
mm-hmm.
by these stories, because it's, you know, it's supernatural, which she doesn't get
mm-hmm.
to have much contact with,
mm-hmm.
and she's having adult conversations with other people that are in the know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is great.
Right.
Once Clunky McClunkerson...
Knock, 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 knock.
Well, like, excuse me, gentlemen, let me just go see...
I know that knock.
Lily! Oh! I'm forward. You know, don't kiss her cheeks. You know,
it's
very
air kisses.
It's air kisses completely. It's the latest fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I have just been all over the place. I take off my cape. I do have like a Shaw cape,
mm-hmm.
and I hand it to a Swift Fox. And I'm like, I've just been everywhere. I didn't even think I could possibly be here today. It is just through luck and the Lord Almighty that I was able to come down to this little gathering of folks. And oh my, it is very little. I look around.
Well, it's not... No, it's not. This is actually...
No, it's quite quaint. I love it. It's very rustic. Now, where is my room for the evening?
Well, why don't we worry about that later? I want to show you else who else is here.
Oh, the guest of honor gets to meet people.
You're not just the guest of honor.
Honey,
let's
go.
There's a count
of
now.
Course.
Rafe is a count now, so technically...
Oh.
He's a higher rank than you.
I see. Well, count, that sounds very, That sounds very interesting, but, you know, since we're in America, those don't count no more. No, they don't count, the count! Lord mercy, I'm fine. I'm ready to go.
So you're a leader now, can you behead him?
Unfortunately, he's right, the laws here in America, they
Raid! Look at you, look at you. I heard that you became some sort of baron or some queen advisor or something?
Count by marriage, actually.
Count by marriage? You were married? I always thought you were a confirmed bachelor.
Happy to dispel the rumors.
Oh, look at it. It's Swift Run.
No!
Oh, tree hugger?
I wick away. You're not
Bear like claws?
Slam a door behind me.
I feel like I've not done nothing wrong, so I'm just going to walk and start getting hors d'oeuvres and stuff. So I'm just going to veg on the hors d'oeuvres for a little while.
Okay. Well, with all the doors slamming and people shouting, Blake has finally roused himself, and he
mm-hmm.
kind of stumbles downstairs. If you have observation, make a roll.
What's observation?
It's a skill. So observation plus alertness if you have it.
Observation is not a skill.
No, it's not.
Perception is a skill.
There we go. Yeah, D8 plus.
Oh, I should have perception. Can I make some changes?
Might be a good idea.
Was it D8 plus alertness?
Yeah,
perception?
Plus alertness.
Alright,
yep.
So okay. D8 is 4, and D8 again is 8, so 12. I
okay, I gave myself at least a... I'm going to give myself a
okay.
D4.
14.
Wow.
Yeah, 14, I got 12.
Nice.
Okay, so
you're not even in
what
the
do
room
I roll?
And you notice this. It's alertness and your perception.
Wait. If it's a hearing thing, I get a D8.
No, it's a visual thing.
Damn it. All right, so I creak the door.
Yeah, but it's almost like your sixth sense.
Okay.
Like the eye in the back of your head is able to
I'm
tell this.
I'm coming back into the room with it. Okay.
8.
Blake isn't... His clothes are very rumpled.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing mismatched socks. Like,
mm-hmm.
only one suspender is done up. This is a guy that looks like... He's seen better days.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a young man. He's very fit. I mean, he's only just out of the army.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like, it's the middle of the afternoon. Your socks are mismatched.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, I guess we have... someone has to say hello, and I am willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I am grabbing Lily by the arm, and I am guiding her.
You are going to introduce me to this stallion you've been telling me about in them letters.
Of course. And she grabs Blake's arm. She gives him a little kiss on the cheek. And Mr. 14 Points can tell that Blake doesn't really react to the kiss. You know, most people would, like, smile or acknowledge that their spouse has given them a sweet little kiss.
Mm-hmm. Did I notice that he notices it as well, or did I get the impression?
You're not looking at anybody else.
Okay, so I'll talk to you.
Okay. It is a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Blake. I have heard so much about you and all your misadventures. Not saying that this marriage.
He does not like the mention of misadventures. He's suspicious.
I'm not saying that this was a misadventure. This sounds like a very beautiful marriage that's going on here, and I just wish you the biggest sorts of luck. Did I ever tell you that when I was in Europe last year, I became a count?
Lila looks extremely confused. She's like, Precious, I don't think that was your story.
Well, it's a story that I'm going to be borrowing for now. Sorry, I got myself a little bit of that schnapps that you have out there. It is delightful. So I'm just going to be
Do you mean schnapps?
What?
Schnapps.
No, I'm not. No, I never thought myself as a schnapp, but if you want to give me some more schnapps, maybe I will be.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, Blake, it is a pleasure to meet you, but I'm sorry. I'm noticing some of the derms that I am just going to have to say. Delightful.
You're ridiculous. You got a really good roll.
Nice.
And you lied.
You lied.
So everyone gets some points.
Back to the hors d'oeuvres. I introduced myself. I didn't even have to talk.
I'm going to head off to Wraith. He's like, do you know something off about Blake?
He certainly does look like she's putting him through his paces, yeah.
Did you notice anything odd about that? Yeah. You just look at me. Yeah, I did.
It seems off. Like, he's not displaying emotions like he should.
He's just, man, that just looks about right to me. Personally, I just think he's not getting enough sleep. And she's a fine-looking woman. That's why.
Perhaps I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to head up to Blake.
Okay.
Talk. You're a Blake.
Indeed.
Hello. I forgot my character name. I'm Kachi. I'm a friend of Lila. I used to help when she hunted in the
past.
Looks
like you would be a very adept at helping her with that.
Okay.
Your type are really good at hunting, right?
My people, the tribe I'm with, grew up with, knew much of hunting.
What tribe is that?
The Arikari tribe.
That's not from around here, are they?
No, they are not. But I wish to know more of the husband, the friend of mine. So I've come to speak.
Nothing to know.
You have come back from the war?
He nods. He nods.
Not something you wish to speak of, I understand. Okay.
Well, this is a bit unorthodox. I thought the party was going to be started soon, but I suppose I could help in...
We will be back in plenty of time for the party. Trust me.
Just give me... I need to change my shoes, girl. I'm going to open up my pack, and it's just, you know, my trunk. It kind of has built-in, like, shelves that pop out.
He like, brought the shoes.
And I'm going to look for
the shoes.
Where is my workman boots? I pick out a pair of purple with ribbons, and I put them on.
I was going to say, are they actually workman boots?
They kind of look like they won't interfere if I'm working. Kind of. The ribbons might be catching on some nails or something. And the sparkle is kind of blinding if you look into them, but I'm wearing them. These are the latest fashion in Europe where I became a count. Let's go. I leave my droid here. My droid.
Let's just call it that.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it a droid. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a droid. All right. You hustle out to the stable where Lilla keeps the horse, her horse and mm-hmm. carriage. Milton's so small. There's no real mechanics here, mm-hmm. so the people don't rely too much upon walkers or horseless carriages.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with her really steep driveway, it's like going with a real animal makes the most sense. They're mm-hmm. very traditional still down here.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like this is exciting. It's like a themed restaurant. I say as I climb in.
Nice.
And Lilla just speaks pleasantries, you know, catches you guys mm-hmm. up more on her rather slow life.
Mm-hmm.
When Blake was still off at the war, she would go out and hunt a little bit, both supernatural and mundane. You know, she does enjoy going out into the woods and taking down a deer and butchering mm-hmm. it. She's a very tomboyish sort of girl,
mm-hmm.
But she had a very like educated father.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, "No, of course my daughter is going to learn the exact same skills that my sons learn." Mm-hmm. It was just her father never questioned that, so she's never questioned mm-hmm. it.
He was always a ridiculous man. I loved him.
She takes you to what passes as downtown Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Milton proper has about one street, and there's a tavern. Because there's always a tavern. And she takes you up to the rather large general... If you're from a rural area, you think this is a very large general store. If you're from a city, it's a small department store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where you can buy everything. It's the steampunk equivalent of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, that's divided up into like four areas. There's the groceries area. There's a small small bar. You can get pretty much just drinks there. Mm-hmm. They don't really do food there. And then there's the sporting area and there's the hunting goods area.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lilla goes through. She's going to go off and do her shopping. You guys can tag along with her or you can explore the store on your own.
I'm going to get out and look around like, look at me, I'm Johnny Do-Gooder. I'm like one of these folks. I pull out my automatic fan, turn it on, and it starts like flapping in my face. Look at me! I'm getting my hands dirty. This is exciting. I'm gonna follow Lily.
Lilla. Okay.
No, honey. Her name's Lily. I knew her when she was Lily, and that's not changing.
Okay, I'm gonna walk around to see if there's anything useful.
Okay.
There.
I'm not walking out of the hunting goods section without pocketing a knife.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have to make a roll to steal something?
I'm assuming, I guess agility plus covert.
That sounds good.
So D10 plus D8. Because it's kleptomania, it's a flaw for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do it, I can't walk out of here without taking something. Oof, 6, that's all I got.
6? A really, really small pocket.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, it will probably break if you use it more than once.
It's one of the ones that are like just on that, nothing behind. They're just like, you know, just like
the diction is sated. It's all that matters.
Yep. All right. In fact, yay.
You know, actually, we gotta use these more often if you can.
Yeah, I know. I haven't given you a chance. Trust me. There will be times where you need to use it. the hunting and sporting goods area. You're kind of impressed about everything that they've crammed into this town. I mean, these mm-hmm. people, for being mostly miners and relatively rural folk, they take their sports and they take their hunting very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much any sort of gun you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
you can buy there.
Mm-hmm.
They've got axes of different sizes. They have a couple of swords.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just lots of stuff if you wanted to pick anything up. You were looking for something useful. I don't know if there's something more useful than weapons you were looking for.
No, I was just thinking of excuse to walk around and see if anything was around. I'm fine with the weapons.
Okay.
Unless you have a more powerful crossbow, because mine does D6.
The next most powerful crossbow is the one that takes 2 rounds to reload.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
There.
But Lilla makes her rounds.
I'm being incredibly loud. Like, loud city folk, people are probably staring. Lily might be a little embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm kind of actually being insulting about what I say. Like, oh my goodness, look, they got toilet paper here. That I did not think that these people needed it. The way they smell. just walking with her, like hanging on her, like arms left and right, just talking loudly.
I know you have covert. Do you have covert?
I have covert.
Make a roll. If you happen to have something like eavesdropping, use that. Otherwise, it's alertness plus covert.
Perception, I have a D8 in hearing.
Six.
Okay.
So that's, which one's a D8? D8 plus total alertness. So
alertness.
Six plus nine.
I got eight.
Okay, the two of you notice before... you can hear him off in the background. You can
There's
tell
no
that...
way you can't hear him.
You can tell that Lilla... Because Lilla always makes her way over to the sporting and hunting goods section. That's where she goes. Even if she doesn't have anything specific, she's got to check it out. So you can tell that they are on their way. But you also notice that there's a trio of good old boys, essentially. They're standing off by the fishing lures. There's a display there. Mm-hmm. They're speaking with one of the clerks at the store, and you can hear them talking. They're not trying to keep quiet, but they're also not trying to draw attention to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that they are hearing about their friend Jasper, and their friend Jasper is missing. And it's a little weird. They just, you can tell these guys are just like totally shocked. Jasper isn't here. Jasper was supposed to be here, and he's not.
I think you'd make a better impression than I would with these guys.
Good old boys, American English. Let's do this! I head over.
I'm heading over with
them. Okay.
Yeah.
As the two of you approach the guys, they do clam up for a second. And one of them, he steps to the front. He has a very distinct... He's wearing a 10-gallon hat.
Of course he is.
We're not in Texas, which is a distinct country, by the way, podcast listeners.
Okay.
Texas is its own country now.
Okay.
It's like there's really no one else is wearing a hat like this. But, dang it, this guy has a fancy hat.
Power to him.
And you can kind of tell it's like he's the leader of this little ragtag group.
It's as powerful as a fro when you think about it.
And as you two approach, he asks, what do you want?
Just wish to ask a few questions. You were missing a friend named Jasper.
What business is it of yours?
Hmm? I'm new to the area, and I just wish to know some of the dangers. I'm just wondering.
Dangers, huh? You think this is dangerous? You think, yeah, I can tell you about some of the dangers in the area. You know, there's mountain lions. There's, you never know what sort of engines are out there in the woods. They're still around.
Yes, they can be fairly savage.
Oh my gosh, they got like these teeth. And they're like really.
And as he's talking,
claws.
As he's talking, I start because I got a strength of 10, so I'm assuming I'm muscle bound. Going like, really, tell me more stories. I'm gonna do a little intimidate.
He thinks Indians are all wearing like the native headdresses with all the feathers and are in buckskin.
Oh.
And so that's what he thinks. So it's not even registering. It's like you are clearly a non-white person, but he can't tell that you're unless you are wearing a feathered headdress.
Okay, then I'm gonna say it.
In which
I'm
case,
say, like,
I say,
really, are they similar to my tribe that lives in? I forgot where that area where
they,
I was.
I'm calling them like the Western territories.
Okay, so are they familiar to my tribes in the Western territories?
Give me an intimidate roll.
Okay, that's D8 plus D10. D8. Where's that D10?
And I would say you're using strength since you were saying that you're trying to be all like, girl,
yeah,
I'm so pretty tough.
10.
Oh, what? Let's see. Does he have to? Yeah. Okay, so he's like, well, no, these are like the cowards. So they're like hiding in the forest. All right, who does that?
My tribe lives in the forest.
He's a little scared of him. He's, let's see, where was I at in my notes? I hate my notes. Driving me crazy. So, okay, yeah, he's a little nerve-wracked, a little off-put.
Okay.
He's just like,
okay, now attack with words.
Like, actually, while he's been doing this, I've been sort of, you know, standing nearby, but sort of just like examining a lot of the weapons. Clearly showing that I'm familiar with them. I mean, I've got a D8 on melee weapons, D10 with swords. So, you know, I know my way around these. So I'm just like, you know, clearly showing that I'm familiar, not like handling like, look, it's a sword. You know? And, you know, as I look over, it's like, I apologize for my friend here. We're actually visiting. We're coming through town. We're actually investigators. We work at an agency in one of the larger towns nearby. And well, we couldn't help but notice that one of your friends apparently didn't show up. We thought we might offer our help.
You're gonna have to give me a deceive roll.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. That would be what's the deceive roll here?
Covert
plus
intelligence. I would say that's pretty much your standard line roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As we have some, like you're trying to make yourself stronger.
And eight.
Nice.
So 9 total.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I have just to lie doesn't mean I'm good at it.
Caleb, he looks like he believes you. He's
why wouldn't he? It's all true.
It's all true.
Yeah.
How'd you guys hear? We only figured it out today.
Couldn't help her over here. You were being just a tad loud.
Fairly loud. We could hear you from across the room.
Oh my goodness, look at these!
Even over him.
Even over him, which is impressive, I have to admit, yes.
Loudmouth and Lilla actually enter the section at this point, mm-hmm. and Lilla notices you two talking to this trio. And she has a history with them, turns out. So Lilla enters and she's like, Caleb, why are you hassling my friends?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I ain't hassling nobody, Lilla. What's your problem?
Yes, he was just telling me about the savage Indians in the area. Weren't you?
Oh my goodness, have they not been educated?
He's like, I didn't say... Hey, you're the one that said savage. I didn't say anything about
I'm fairly sure you said savage.
No. You've totally rattled this guy's cage.
And as he's talking, he's like, ooh, an axe. And I started looking at it.
you're terrifying poor man. finally he's like, okay, so... I imagine you're like just cut like
yeah,
like examining the swords. You're spinning those.
Yeah, if you find something like that, is that one of those scalping axes?
Mm? No, this one is actually. You can tell by the edge right here. It's great for getting rid of that scalp. Oh, it's beautiful, really.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, you were saying something.
Lilla gives the two of you an eye, and she's like, "Boys, stop giving these boys a hard time. They're idiots, but this is overkill."
Yeah.
Fine. Like honestly, we're simply trying to help. Would you tell our friend about what's his name, Jasper?
Mm-hmm.
No, not him. Telling the old boys.
The leader kind of looks up at Lilla, and she looks at him. It's kind of like a staring match for a second, where he's trying to figure out whether he should actually talk to her. And finally, I think because the two of you kind of wore him down, he's like. So, yeah, our friend Jasper, he said that he was he's going out on this hunt. But he said he was going to be by himself because he'd caught the scent and he had to go. He had to just go. We didn't have time to for us to get our gear all together. And it's been 2 days and he hasn't come back.
Interesting. Is this unusual for him?
Yeah, we're buds, right? And he's off running out on his own. I mean, this is supposed to be... this is so big and important. Jasper's awesome. But I don't think that he can handle this on his own. He should have waited for all of us. And we go, you know, grab some beers, go out all together. It would have been fun. No, he has to go off and do it. No, this is not like Jasper.
This,
especially to stay off on his own.
This does seem a little bit unusual. The fact that we actually care about this. When there's a party that we could be getting to. So, I say good luck with your friend Jasper. Good luck with him. I hope you find him very soon, or pieces of him, so you know what to do. And Lily is having herself a function, and you gentlemen are more than welcome to come. There's gonna
Lilla
be drinks.
Elbows you really hard.
I'll be in. They got flowers. I'm gonna walk away.
Ignore the pudgy man who looks like a ball. Tell me.
Not that fat. I'm slightly overweight.
Okay. Around which area has he been lost? Or did he believe he capped the scent?
He said he was, woods north of town.
Where's Lily's place?
You're the girl with woods. I'm good with things made of wood.
How long until the party starts?
It's got about an hour.
I'll be back in an hour.
Okay.
It was like, what's her name? Lila?
Lila.
I would love to help you with, and I start looking this, but it's important that I go and check on this.
But you can't be late to the party.
I will find a way to be here on time. Do not worry, but, you know, I should check just in case. It's a danger. Maybe he was eaten by as Jester said, a mountain lion, or savage Indians.
Don't you worry about them Indians. They got some sort of internal clock. It's one of their few advantages.
Sorry. You all are terrible.
Yeah. So basically, I will track whatever it is. If I find, I'm assuming you have a watch on me or something. Like, do I have a watch? I can tell by this one. If I don't find nothing within a half an hour, I'll run back. Do not worry.
Okay.
Good luck, and then run away. There's my excuse.
And the good old boys, Caleb and his bunch, they just kinda, you know, they look after you, and it's like, oh, it ain't gonna be good if Jasper meets up with him.
I like it that way.
They don't even say goodbye to the rest of you, mm-hmm. and they just leave. Mm-hmm. The three of them leave.
Toodles.
Are you two going off after? Our native friend.
Are you kidding me? I did not bring the shoes to be trotting around the woods like I am some kind of beaver on a candy rush.
I figure he's good enough and smart enough to, you know, not go hunting something too much on his own. He said he'd be back in half an hour.
You can hear from the background.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just going to be helping with the potty, and everything Lily does, I'm going to tell her how you can make it better.
Why is she friends with you?
Because I knew her daddy.
On the way back to the to Lila's house, she just kind of bitches to you too about Caleb and how unreliable he is. He's always been very immature, runs off at the mouth all the time. She's pretty sure that he's been he's responsible for a lot of overhunting in the area, where he will shoot the big game and then skin it, and then just leaves the corpse there. Which it's unhygienic. It's not practical. It's just totally offensive to her, and she is sure that now that Jasper's gone, because Jasper was the closest thing to a mentor that Caleb had. And the only one that was kind of keeping a close watch on him, mm-hmm. She's like, Caleb's going to go off and do something incredibly stupid now. Mm-hmm. She's just sure of it.
Mm-hmm. That's probably for the best.
Don't you worry your pretty head, girl. All you have to worry about is making yourself look presentable for the potty.
I am presentable.
Oh. Maybe you should run another comb through your hair.
And as I'm handing out plot points, remember, you can't get over 12. If you get to 12, then you need to start not letting me give you them.
Okay. Oh, yeah, honor system. That'll work.
If I look and see a mountain of chips in front of you.
I actually turned into a pyramid.
All right, so they're heading back. Mm-hmm. You get out to the forest, okay. And it's a really big forest.
I'll try tracking.
Okay.
So that's a D10, right? And a track. What do I do with the tracking? Alertness, I'm assuming.
Alertness or intelligence?
Yeah, alertness. I'm not stupid, but yeah. Oh, 13.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not nice enough.
Oh. Ah, I mean, okay.
No trail.
Oh, it's a half an hour. I guess head back. They would be done with all that preparation. I run back.
It's just about sundown. The mm-hmm. party is the first guests are beginning to wander in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty diverse group. About 40 people show up. There, it's the house. It would it's too many for the house to actually withstand. But they've got a nice deck, a nice veranda. Mm-hmm. So people are kind of mingling in and out. You hang out in the living room for a while. You can get food in the kitchen. You go out to the veranda.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of hiring human musicians, Lila has arranged for a small clockwork orchestra to be set up in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They can't respond to requests or anything. They have a very set playlist that they go through, and when they reach the end of that
Freebird!
Playlist, you have to wind it back up, and then it starts again.
Alright. How quaint! You know, in the cities, you can start making requests, or you can choose which one to choose. It is exciting to know that you're getting this backwater, backwater technology. I say in a couple of years, you might get, you know, a few advances.
Am I back already, or?
First guests are arriving.
Okay,
you're coming in.
Right. I'm surprised you haven't been killed yet.
Oh, look who it is! Hey, how are you doing? How was that tracking?
Nothing. I can find nothing.
Well, didn't I just tell you that? Don't worry. I won't hold against you, but I might bring it up later.
So, as you are, as the party is starting, Blake has come back down.
Mm-hmm.
He's slightly better put together. His socks match now, those
mm-hmm.
of you that noticed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All of you noticed.
Oh, I noticed, because that's the first thing I look at is his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
He's not talking to many people. He's sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of chilling there. Lilla is, she's playing the consummate host. She's flitting from group to group. She's making sure that everyone knows where the cool drinks are and that they've got, you know, they've got the crudités in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
but there's also a warm ham about to come out of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going all around.
I am spending this time telling people about some of my many travels, a lot of my older adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mostly sticking to the younger hunters that I know of that's in this group.
There's no other hunters here.
Oh, only us?
Yeah, this is all ordinary people. Lilla is just using this as an opportunity, first to celebrate her husband coming back, you know, finally being
mm-hmm.
discharged from the army,
mm-hmm.
and also to introduce all of her local friends to her far-traveled friends.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to get more of the country bumpkins that are sitting around,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about my mini travels into Europe stamp.
Europe, Stan.
It's a little country. I don't want to say it's a country. It's more like an island that's between Europe and one of the Stans that are out there. It is very tropical. I am talking about my mini adventures and how by helping them find one of the lost daughters, I was actually promised one. I said no because I have to respect the lady's right to choose. But I did choose to take a few rubies. So yeah, I'm going to try to brag.
All right.
Do I get to roll?
Yes.
I'm a glory hound, so I'm going to -4. It's going to up my difficulty. But what's the roll I have to do? Willpower, which is personality?
Yeah. Plus, what sort of skills do you have that might...
Performing.
Yeah, that sounds like a performing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. 9. 9 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize I get a +4 difficulty because I'm a glory hound, so all I'm doing is talking about how great and great and great I am.
And there was a +4 to your difficulty?
So it's pretty much, I rolled a 5 almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course they are. But it's like talking.
They're kind of a wandering away.
Oh, what? You come? Okay, you come back. You just spread the word that I got mini stores. It's excited. Ooh, I'm just going to hang around. I shouldn't stay around the hors d'oeuvres, but here I go.
Alright.
I'm munching on the hors d'oeuvres.
Nice. Very nice. Do I still notice Blake is a little off with that 14 from before?
Yep.
Right.
Actually, at this point, you notice that looks a little. He looks like he's getting buzzed, but he's drinking really slowly. And he's got that kind of glazed look where it's like, yeah, he's been drinking alcohol for a while,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at his drink, he's hardly drinking at all.
I woke up to say hello, because apparently he's more interesting than everybody else in this party.
Did you not hear my Ruby story?
That's why I'm going to him right now. All right.
He nods
cool.
as you sit down.
Enjoying this, that get-together, I think it's called.
I'm enjoying that Lilla's enjoying herself. Feel bad that I haven't been able to be around as much as you know I should have.
I understand. These parties aren't for me as well. These people talking such useless things.
They're so loud.
Oh my goodness, look at this. No, it actually looks civilized in this room. They got pipelines and everything. My goodness. You know, it reminds me of a little island. Nice. Okay. You hear me as I follow somebody just trying to get away.
Especially that one.
You called them into the bathroom to do the
Yes, so loud, speaking about such idiotic nonsense for no good reason. I prefer to be out in the plains or in the forest, just by myself, figuring things out. Like I was this morning. Or was it in the morning or afternoon? This
early afternoon.
In this early afternoon. Do you know of a man called Jasper?
Some hunter that Lilith talked about a couple times.
Apparently he was lost in the woods the last 2 days. I actually went out tracking to see if there's any beasts or anything that may have captured, or maybe he was stuck somewhere, but I looked everywhere. I had no luck.
Lula's the one that knows stuff about what's out in the forest.
I know.
I haven't, this isn't where I'm from either. I've spent most of the last couple years down, farther south, you know, with the army.
With the army and stuff. I know, is it not a comfortable subject? Do you wish to speak?
I was just tired earlier. I didn't mean to be so rude. I mean, any friend of Lila's is a friend of mine.
Yes. Well, if you're willing to talk, I'm very, very interested in how your forces fight because I'm not actually a spy for my Native American steampunk armies. Could you tell me a bit about what happened during the war?
I signed up right after North Carolina seceded, when they were the first to go, and President Lincoln, God rest his soul, called for the armies to be created. I was right there. I went with the...
You did your duty, I understand that.
I was with the Army of the Potomac, Philadelphia Brigade, 1st Sergeant. Mm-hmm. We were there at Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Just a horrific time, but I was there protecting my country. You know, we were there to ensure that the South didn't run off and become a backwards totalitarian state, where they're fighting for people like you, to make sure that you wouldn't have to be held in fields and working in disgusting conditions.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And it felt good to be out there. Yeah, I was part of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were my brothers, and so when we were successful, I stuck around because we had put stuff back together. We couldn't trust them Southerners. They're not going to put things back together, right? They're going to try and keep hauling your people back into the fields.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there. We made sure that they, they stuck by the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
We found last mission. We found this settlement out in kind of a almost a swampy area, like down near Louisiana. Not in Louisiana, because that's Frenchman territory.
Uh-huh.
We ain't going over there.
Uh-huh.
We're not messing with them, not the French. But, you know, it was it's an Indian encampment. Indians, maybe you know them.
Yes, because all Indians know each other. Okay. No. But I get that, like, oh, yes. Please continue with this story.
Their settlement, they called it Doda Kanati. Doda Kanati? So it was one of those... They didn't tell us what it meant.
Do I know what that...
Do you know Cherokee?
I probably wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
You know that it sounds... It is clearly not a European term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's clearly... So it's most likely from a language that would have originated on the continent.
Yeah.
But you have no...
Yeah,
clue.
Our tribe wouldn't talk. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So do you respond to him, you would know Doda Kanati.
I'm sorry, like, the same way that the Europeans have different languages, we also have different languages. It doesn't raise a spark with me.
That's interesting. They didn't tell us about that in training.
You'd be surprised about the things they don't tell you about our people. Like everything. But move on, please.
We ran into them, and it was a bit of a skirmish. We didn't want to, but we were running low on supplies, and they weren't going to share. And it's like, we just fought this war to make sure that people like you were able to enjoy the same freedoms that people like me got to have, and then they weren't going to help us. They weren't going to give us any water. They weren't going to give us any food. So, not my proudest moment, but, you know, there was some fighting, and And he's kind of losing his train of thought talking about this.
What was his name again?
Blake.
Blake, I think I understand where you're going with this conversation. And I think it's in both our best interests if you do not continue.
I didn't kill them all. They're still there. I ain't a savage. I didn't kill them all.
Is this getting kind of loud now? Like, is it kind of those moments when people start yelling at each other and the music dies down?
They're not yelling, but he's being very forceful. He's at the point where it's hard for... He doesn't... It's like he's drunk enough that he's just talking louder. He wants to make sure that
mm-hmm.
What was your character's name?
Kachi.
Kachi. He wants to make sure that you get his point.
Uh-huh.
It's like he wants you to know. It's like he wasn't a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't wipe out women and children.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And
Blake, I know Lila. I know she would marry a good man. So I'm going to trust your word on this. I'm going to trust that it was a battle that, in war, you need things. My people have warred with themselves as well. These things happen. I will just let it go at that.
Yeah.
But were there troubles after the fight?
I got an injury in that fight. So that's when I got my discharge papers. I was
mm-hmm.
like.
What type of injury?
An arrow to the leg, and you know, just kind of tore out enough meat that I couldn't carry all those packs
mm-hmm.
across land, so they let me go.
Can you use first aid to see like from the way he's describing like how it affected?
Sure. All
right. So it's survival. So it's under survival. This particular
okay.
first aid.
So. I'd say I do intelligence plus.
Okay. So, 6. That's an 8. That's a D8 anyway. That's 4. So, it's 10.
You can tell... what he's saying is absolutely true. If you got an arrow through the leg, it'd probably... certainly, since they would all be carrying stuff on their backs, like he would be limping.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't seen him limp.
You've healed remarkably well.
The best doctors work with the U.S. Army.
I've seen your medicines, you're sure. But
and you're thinking, you're lucky that you still have two legs.
But if I've an arrow through a leg, you would limp at least a little bit.
Are you calling me a liar?
I am not calling you a liar.
Has this happened?
I understand. I believe you that this happened. It's just odd.
You weren't there. Now he's starting to get loud. Now you've made him angry.
Okay. I meant no disrespect.
Yeah, that's right, because I am a first sergeant of the Army of the Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab a glass and like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, as I'm walking by these two, and I just mentioned casually, you might just want him to take off his pants and show. That's how I won this knife from the Prince of New Orleans. It's actually a personal present from him. And then I keep walking.
he follows you to the like, Prince. I ain't hear about no Prince in New Orleans. It's a Frenchman. As if the French don't have princes.
I just want to take this moment to say how wonderful it is to take y'all take me back to a time long ago where they were using horses and porta-johns and all these sorts of exciting things. This is all very exciting for me to be here. And I just want to say that I wouldn't be here if not for our guests, which is my dear friend Lily and of course her beau Blake. And I just wish you all the greatest of wishes and hopes, and I hope there's rainbows in the future.
The one time I'm glad he's talking.
And then I raise my glass.
And there's applause, and people take their drinks.
Now I'm going towards you, and I'm like, maybe you could, have you tried the what they, it's called a patty? You should come in. Like, it's been a pleasure, but it's going to be taking a little walk, okay?
Okay.
Be getting him pissed off.
He was speaking of the war, of an injury he obtained, an arrow through the leg.
Oh.
Well, no wonder he got pissed off. You don't talk about them injuries. People don't like knowing about their disfigurements. I don't mention your disfigurements.
I'm gonna force myself to ignore that comment right now.
You have to make a willpower roll.
Oh God.
Plus, if you have any sort of skills that would help you hold it together.
I have a 6 in discipline.
Yeah.
Okay. So 5.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't hold it in. That makes you a little angry.
Disfigurements?
Well, it's not disfigurements. It's just your hair's so dark, and I don't want to say it's a little bit, it reminds me a little bit of a Spanish motif, and it's not really the fashion. As you see, the red, and I'm just wondering why you aren't wearing makeup. Anyways, what I'm going on to say is you don't talk.
Could you hold on there for 1 second? I wish to hear your conversation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is his butler there? There's his little robot with his shoes?
Would he be down here?
He's upstairs in my room.
No, he's upstairs in the room.
Okay, that's not. I can't. Oh, okay. I'm gonna get a glass of wine. Come back. Please continue. I was just needed a drink.
What I'm saying is, you really gotta make
overshoes. Delicious. And I pretty much forget the continued conversation. I walk away.
Billy, I think you need to make a willpower.
I'm not going to attack him. That's not my thing, but...
And to keep yourself from being too terribly upset.
Okay.
He hurt
willpower?
His shoes. Yeah.
Okay, it's difficulty 4. I think. Yeah, I'm hooked on shoes.
You don't have discipline?
7 plus 2, 9.
Discipline.
What?
You have discipline. You can use...
Oh, yeah.
Same thing, right?
9. 11. 12.
Okay. Yeah. You don't say anything.
I'm not going to let this ruin my day.
They look better in red.
Well, if you thought they looked better in red, you should have said something, because now I'm going to have to go change. I'm going upstairs, and I'm changing my shoes.
I head over to Wraith after that. That felt so good, but where was I?
And they're like carefully carving with one of the prints of New Orleans. Oh, no. Yes.
You misspelled Prince, by the way.
The Snapchat? it's French. anyway, yes?
Okay. I had a conversation with Blake. You've noticed he's been acting strangely recently. I've talked to him about his injuries he obtained while he was out in the war. How long ago was this that he got the injury and was called back?
He said it was about 6 months.
6 months ago, during a skirmish, he had an arrow through his leg. The doctors removed it, but the way he described it, such an injury would force him to have a limp, significant limp.
No,
look at him now.
Limping before. Huh? Didn't see him limping.
That's the point.
And actually, as you bring this up, you overhear Blake talking to Lilla. He's saying he's got a headache, and he sounds really apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's saying here, it's like he's so sorry. He knows that this party is partly as his homecoming, but
mm-hmm.
Maybe he's had too much to drink, or maybe it's just too loud. He
mm-hmm.
looks at the stairs where someone just left.
You still hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, where he still hears you.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I just have a headache, darling. I've gotta go lay down. She's like, oh,
mm-hmm.
of course. You just take care of yourself, sweetie.
Uh-huh.
You know, nice kiss.
Uh-huh.
And he goes upstairs, and he is he's limping now.
That is strange.
Is there any way to sort of roll maybe a perception plus something to see how natural that limp looks?
Yep, you can try.
Perception plus. Let's see if any of the stuff that I don't have medicine. I do have. Survival gives you first aid. Would that be enough to like be able to let me know if somebody looks maybe...
Yeah, I'll let you use
mm-hmm.
it.
All right, so perception, which is... I'm sorry, alertness, D8 plus D8. See? Oof, 1 and 8 total.
Looks totally natural.
Looks natural to me?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we just weren't looking close enough before.
Trust me, I would have noticed something like that.
I suppose you would have.
What does that mean?
Do I need another willpower test?
No. That was so innocuous. Yeah. He's not trying to get under your skin Precious was.
Okay. I'm not trying. I've got the smart ass. It's not on purpose. I can't help
it. I'm used to him, but he's a dick.
I take about 20 minutes, and when I come down, I have changed my shoes, my pants, my shirt, my vest, my shawl, my hat, my gloves.
Okay.
They're now a very stylish yellow.
What were they before?
They were a nice blue, because I was going for country. Now I'm going for a summertime sort of feel.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Parasol.
Okay.
You're inside at night.
I like my parasol.
This is the equivalent of sunglasses at night.
Exactly. Well, I'm holding my parasol and my auto fans on. I'm trying to impress the people.
You're making an impression already.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You are making an impression. As the wine and the beer is flowing, you realize, I'm going to say you realize this, this could be a good time to find out more information about Jasper.
Could indeed.
Since clearly Blake was not going to be forthcoming, but that doesn't mean... Jasper, you heard from Lilla earlier, he was well known in town. He wasn't exactly respected.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people would know him. He'd been around these parts for a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
I started mingling about, you know, spreading my story about being personal friends with the Prince of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned, by the way, I heard, I don't know if you've heard this, it must be all over town if I heard it just as soon as I came in, but that there's this gentleman, Jasper, apparently he's gone missing.
You talking to a group?
Yeah, just random partygoers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A woman in the group, she's an older blonde woman. She's still quite attractive. Yeah. She goes like, "Oh, Jasper!"
Indeed, Jasper.
Oh my gosh, what could have happened to him?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. Don't quote me on this, but I have heard that there have been attacks by wild animals, wolves and bears and tigers.
Oh my!
Oh my, indeed.
Well, I heard about no tigers, but those other things, they wouldn't be a problem for my Jasper.
Oh, he's a great hunter, is he?
Oh my gosh, he is fantastic, and I gotta tell you, he's not just out in the woods that he's fantastic, honey.
I'm sure.
Yes, that's not his mother.
Yeah. Otherwise, things are getting really awkward.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, I suppose.
That Jasper, he has quite an eye. Mm-hmm. If I say so myself, and she fans herself.
I don't doubt that at
all.
Does
she have like one of those old Chinese like maps, like those fans?
You can't tell whether it's Chinese, but it's like one of those paper fans.
I step closer and it's activate. Like, I raise the dial on it so it goes a little faster, so I just look more comfortable. I look at her outfit and just like,
And she looks at you. She doesn't like what she sees.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks you're kind of mean.
What?
No. She didn't buy your story earlier. So she gets up closer to you, and she's like, I would love to tell you everything that I know about Jasper, because I just want to make sure that poor boy comes back home safe and sound.
So do I. He sounds like he's well-loved all over town.
Oh, well, I suppose he is well-loved all over town, but I knew him first.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
Let's have ourselves a walk, my dear lady.
Oh, I would love to. I'm Shirley, by the way.
Rafe, a pleasure. Gives her hand. Down.
Shirley, I've seen better wigs.
You're so terrible. I'm giving that at the end of the scene. Don't hold your hand out asking for plot points.
Come on, that was a great line.
I'm giving that to everybody at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have anything specific you want to ask her?
I'm just going to let her ramble on about Jasper.
She tells you that Jasper is incredibly handsome, of the tall, dark, and handsome sort, very strong, very adventurous, for all that adventurous means. But it turns out that he has sort of a tragic past. He is a widower.
Oh, that's a shame.
It's been about 10 years since he's lost his dear beloved wife. And Shirley had been hoping that he'd get back out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently his days of sowing his wild oats were finished by the time that he'd met his wife.
Uh-huh.
But he's so lost his wife to an illness, and he lives out on the shore of the lake, Pinnacle Lake. It's not too terribly far from the woods where he said where it was said that he had gone off to go hunting earlier.
So he should know that area pretty well, one would think.
One would think. I honestly, I think it was just some sort of miscommunication. Maybe he said he was going out hunting, and then he decided to go visit family, which would be so good for him. We just want him to rejoin our community. We miss him so dearly.
And I'm sure he misses you.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about that, but, you know, I wouldn't mind.
But were I in his shoes, I would miss you terribly every moment of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have to leave. She's coming on really strong. She thinks that you really like her.
You have a few hours.
Oh no, I'm taking my time with her. I'm gonna let her.
You should also know,
mm-hmm.
all of you have your own rooms at Lilla's place.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was to be a guest, you'd have your own room.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm letting her get away with everything as far as I'm concerned, because I'm more. Does she look like she has jewelry? And I mean, does she look like she's well to do in the more or less, or
for the area? For the she's well to do, but she is wearing some jewelry, but you can tell it's probably glass.
It's more of for fun of the hunt than anything else. I'm leading her towards the darker corners.
Oh, All right, you've got someone on you for the rest of the night. You're not going to be able to escape, surely.
Not a problem.
Unless you physically remove her from the room. She's staying the night unless you tell her otherwise, and then she'll throw a fit.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, when you're standing there trying to be mean to her guests.
Mm-hmm. I mumble it. As soon as she walks off, and I hear her name, Shirley. I was like, Shirley, I seen a better wig. And I look around the people that I said it out loud to, hoping they get that response of laughter.
You don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh. Look, they'll think about it. It's slow. It's slow again.
Later. Lilla comes up to you, and she's just kind of just talking. She's reminiscing with you about her father.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful he was.
He was a delightful man. Your father, I say he was also a charmer. The ladies were going left and right and left and right. The only person that got more girls than him was me.
Why are you talking about my father that way?
Oh, honey, your father was a two-bit son of a bitch, and you know it too. That's what he raised, a two-bit son of a bitch like you.
She goes along with it
because okay.
It's so preposterous.
Exactly,
that she's not actually offended.
You know, I just can't believe some of your guests. Like, we got Kachi, I love him. He is a dear boy, but you know what? He's been hunting for too long because everything he sees is a damn mystery. Like today, them all looking about this Jasper fella, and next thing I know, they talking to your husband Blake and start talking about, hey, he ain't lipping like he said he should be. And I just said, girl, you need to relax, and you gotta have a potty, and you have to stop hunting. You should have learned this from your father. You have your hunting. And then you have your living. Now, them, they have their hunting and living together, and that's like putting a red sock and a blue sock together, and you don't do that. By the way, you should remind Blake of that.
Blake has had a difficult time since returning from the war.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. But they were just all hobnobbing about how he ain't limping, and how it sounded like they were on a mystery trail.
Well, I mean, I certainly don't understand why they would be on such a mystery trail, because it's actually been quite quiet around here lately. Thank goodness, because I just haven't had time to go off and take care of things on my own.
How is your husband, Blake? He seems... He's a very handsome man. He is a very handsome man.
He is.
He's not very talkative.
He's always been a quiet sort. He keeps to himself.
Mm-hmm.
War changes people.
I suppose he's can he handle his drink? There's nothing going on where he's not handling his drink proper, is he?
You've seen how army men drink. Of course he's fine.
All right, girl. Okay, well, this was a delightful party. I'm just going to continue mingling, because if I just stick with you, people are going to get jealous. Excuse me over there. Have you told you about a little place called your stand? I'm walking off and talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the party just continues on until it goes until pretty early in the morning, like
mm-hmm.
2-3 o'clock in the morning, is when everything finally winds down.
No one better touch my locker.
You notice red wine in the seat.
I locked the door.
Was there anything else specific you wanted to cover at the party?
Actually, I want to, like, when no one's looking, I want to just quickly head upstairs and have a look at Blake.
Okay.
Sleeping. Is he passed out and then...
He's sleeping.
Alright, maybe it's not... Maybe
that's
it's not
creepy.
I see a mystery. I gotta...
It's 10:30 at night. It's totally reasonable for someone to be asleep.
Alright.
Okay. There's no sleeping going on in my
room. As I'm passing by here... Oh, dear me! I'm like, oh, again.
Two for you. Three. Unless you have reached 12. Have you reached 12?
I am now at 12.
Okay. So, no more for you.
Okay.
So you can just stop trying now.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mike, I'm going to fall asleep for the rest of the campaign, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, just let me know when I need to roll something.
Yeah, yeah. Fight.
Where's my bedroom located at?
It's on... All of you are up on the second level. You're at the end of a hallway.
I am next to Lily's and Blake's. I'm the room next to Lily's and Blake's.
Yes, you are.
And there happens to be thinnish walls.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. I just paid my points for that to happen. And my character, he's, after the party, he's still feeling a little bit blushed because he's been touching other snobs, and he's going to be putting on his creams. His creams for the night. Which is, you know, a collection that he got from a Louisiana man.
Was it the Prince of New Orleans?
No, I don't do princes, but he was a king.
You do kings, though, apparently.
I would have thought he would have been with queens.
I don't know anything about queens. What did you hear?
Did you go to bed before or after, Lila?
Oh, I'm staying up late to put on my creams. I stayed until the party was over.
Okay.
Like, time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm putting on my... It's late, and I'm putting on my creams.
Okay, so the same time that you're putting on your creams, you can hear Lila kind of drag herself up the stairs. She's like three sheets to the wind.
Mm-hmm.
She enjoyed her wine tonight.
Mm-hmm. Just like her father.
she manages... She slips up, you can hear her slip off her shoes in the hallway so that she's quieter when she goes into the bedroom. But she just goes to bed. As far as you can tell.
Okay, well, as long as I don't hear anything...
Actually, I'm going to spend two. That he's also sleeping next to Rafe's room, and the walls are thin.
All right.
Turns out Shirley is very active, especially for
a screamer.
Oh, my God.
All of this happens.
Yeah. This will be news all over town by tomorrow.
So which means I'm hoping he gets a lack of sleep.
Let's see. Alright, so if Lila and Blake were first, and then along the hall was...
Then him, then my room, then his room, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
My walls are thick, so. I mean, I didn't, so.
Well, you're on the outer edge,
yeah.
So all right,
yeah.
It must be really cold. So that's why you've got the thicker walls.
Yes, of course.
Are you a light sleeper?
I don't have it as a rule, but if
you don't have heavy sleeper,
yeah.
Then I'm going
I'm
to
knocking on their door. Is it? Are you going to the door?
I just call out, "Sorry, we're all full."
Did you lock it?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to just keep on just knocking on with my.
I'm going to ensure Shirley is louder.
Oh God.
Roll it. If there's a roll for it, roll it.
I'm not quite sure what I'd roll for.
Agility
plus athletics. There we go. Agility plus athletics.
Oh my God.
This game has degenerated towards making rolls for sex. Here we go. Let's
I feel like this is a sexual harassment suit.
I only got a 7. Apparently I'm tired.
Oh,
what
man.
Alright,
wow. So my knocking is more distracting than you.
I think it's yours should be what? A strength and a athletics? Because you're trying to loudly go in the door, right?
I guess so.
Man, give it a try.
Go for it. Let's see. I had a 7. Beat a 7.
Yeah.
Five.
Nope. Shirley's louder.
I just want to say that this, you sound like a pig on heat, girl, and it's not making you look any more prettier like that wig.
No.
And I'm walking off to my room. Wait a minute, do they have the clockwork? Do they have the clockwork downstairs still? I mean, is it turned off?
It's still downstairs. It doesn't get returned until the morning.
They're coming upstairs, and they're standing outside his door, and I'm activating them so I have that to
what
listen
I,
to.
Would I hear the...
Yes, you will hear it.
I think so with
Lilla.
I'm going
to go outside and turn it off.
Well, Lilla comes out at the same time. You're still out there. And,
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me? Are you not hearing those pigs and heat rolling around like God doesn't know what they're doing?
You are all guests in this house and you will all respect each other. Oh my goodness!
Did you hear when she says respect each other? Do we hear? Oh yeah!
I'm respecting the holy living hell out of Shirley.
He's respecting the womanly form right now.
I'm respecting the heck out of her.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I just want to say that I find it deplorable that your balls are so thin. I'm gonna walk towards my room, and slamming the door. You probably heard that because the balls are so thin. I'd mumble something, but you would hear my snarkiness and laugh. I'm going to bed as much as I can.
Okay.
You jerk.
Yeah. I know. I love the system now.
It's fun.
Yeah. All right.